Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So we're sitting here with Hutch Dano and Adam Hicks from Zeke and Luther at the Disney Universe holiday event. First of all, have you guys been to Toronto before?
I've never been to Toronto, but Adam has.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been here one other time doing promos for Lemonade Mouth, but it was real short, so... Yeah, I've been here in a while.
And that was hugely successful for you over the summer.
Yes, it did really well. I was super excited, and you know, it was a shocking and yeah, it's been an amazing experience all around, and just to see the fans and see the reactions is mind-boggling.
Awesome. Now we're at a video game event. So one of the things I do at the station is I cover video games, and we have a show. Are you guys big gamers yourselves?
I am a huge gamer. Yeah.
Now what kind of gamer are you? Like, run me down the list of what you play.
I love to play Madden. Definitely a big Halo fan. But, those are probably two of my favorites. I'd say Halo and Madden. And then I'm playing Disney Universe, and I'm having a blast with that because it's one of those games you can play with three other people, and you guys are all just kind of running around. And, you know, you're going on quests, but you can mess around. And it's a lot of fun, really.
And how about yourself?
I love FIFA. I love Madden, too. I love Halo. I love any kind of game, really. Whether it's a shooting game or whether it's an adventure game or a sports game, I'm into all kinds of gaming. Playing this Disney Universe, it was an epic game. I mean, like, I was kind of shocked as far as, like, how many characters there were. There's 45 characters you could choose from. You know, there's all kinds of levels that match, like, movie themes as far as, you know... there was Alice in Wonderland.
There's Alice in Wonderland.
Lion King, I think.
There's Lion King. There's Pirates of the Caribbean. There's Aladdin, Wall-E. And then there's like the bit you get to play as Mickey or Goofy. So it's really epic. He said it perfectly. It's epic.
It looks like a lot of fun where you get to just immerse yourself into the Disney world, which, I mean, for any kid, no matter how old, it's pretty awesome. Now, when you guys tape your show, obviously there's a lot of downtime on set. Is there a lot of gaming that goes on set when you guys have your breaks and stuff like that?
You remember when I brought that old set? I brought an old Sega Genesis, which is an old system, and
nice.
Which is great, and we played that a lot all the time at lunch, usually. That was one of our big things.
Yeah, it got pretty intense, pretty... heated.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you guys, that I know that you're probably pretty close with your castmates, and gaming generally brings around a certain level of competitiveness, a certain amount of smack talk, I imagine.
Oh yeah. No, it's definitely, there were times where we'd leave, you know, lunch, and we'd have finished the game, and someone has lost, obviously, so you'd go down, and there's just one person that just has this look on their face. Like, just you can tell that they lost and they're upset about it. The other person has kind of this grin on, like, you know, and it's just, but you just, that's how it goes. You just keep swapping like that.
And I guess as an actor, you would use that emotion in the scene that you're about to do.
Oh, yeah, unless you're supposed to be super happy and you lost, so then you got to double your concentration.
Right, and that's when your real acting prowess kind of comes out. Now, I know that in the sort of the Disney realm of actors, you guys are all kind of, you know, which are people from other shows and stuff. Does that kind of competition ever carry over from show to show kind of stuff?
I think we're all generally just friends. There's not a lot of competitiveness, I would say. You know, I've definitely been competitive with this guy. That's for sure. That is for sure.
As far as shows, no, I feel like everyone's kind of doing their own thing. You know, everyone's an individual as far as an actor and, you know, different looks, different personalities, different career, you know, goals. With Hutch Dano, though, we have a competitive side just because I've hung out with this guy for 3.5 years of my life. So it's like, you can't, you know, when you become real good friends, everyone's got that competitiveness, yeah.
And to me, that's one of the best parts of specifically video games, that it brings out the competitive side in you, and there's a certain amount of smack talk that's laid down. And,
absolutely.
Forgive my ignorance, but is there a Zeke and Luther video game as yet? And if there isn't, would you guys like one?
There was one, there wasn't a legit, like, out-disced video game, but there was one on the Disney XD .com, the actual website. We had, like, this video game where we were on a skateboard and, you know, you had to power up and get through the obstacles. And it was amazing because I'd never, like, seen myself as a video game character. Right? You remember that?
It's interesting. It's whenever you, and they, you know, they'll take certain things, like, you know, you'll record things at certain times and be like, okay, it's for this certain part on the website, but you don't know what it's for, so you'll record it, and then later you hear yourself go, booyah, yeah, and you're like, oh, and, you know, it makes all perfect sense.
Now, I imagine it would be very cool to have your own full-blown video game on, like, the Xbox or the PS3. I mean, is that something you guys, like, want to happen?
You know, I anything that, you know, if the fans would want it, I would want it. You know, it's very much one of those things. I would love it. But, you know, if the fans are like, no, we'd like to keep it as just a TV series, then I'm okay with that, too.
Nice, very nice. Now, obviously, events like this are pretty cool where you get to come out and meet the fans. I was here on Tuesday for another event, and it was, like, half as full, and they had a couple athletes here from the Jays and stuff like that. But, I mean, the Disney sort of fandemonium is pretty strong. I mean, how do you guys feel when you come out in public? I mean, you tape your show, you kind of do it, you don't really know what the reaction's going to be, but then you come out to a place like this, and you see what the reaction's like. How does that sit with you?
You know, it's always mind-blowing, even when you've gone through it once or if you've gone through it twice, it doesn't matter how many times you've gone through it. You always are very blown away and very grateful just to see people who really, you know, that would care enough that they'd come out, yeah. You know, and it's a really, really cool thing.
Now, for you, Adam, I know you got Zeke and Luther, but also with Lemonade Mouth this past summer, that was a huge success. I don't remember what the ratings were, but I remember when it debuted on the Disney Channel in the U.S., had huge numbers, and then you guys went, yeah, I think you guys were on the Today Show and different shows like that. I mean, that's pretty intense.
It was epic, bro. It was like, it was a dream come true. I mean, because you do a project and you kind of bottle it up inside, you know, and not saying you forget about it, but you never really know the outcome until it actually comes out, you know, and just seeing that it did so well, I think we got like over 20 million views in a weekend or something. It was like amazing for me. And you know, I remember like screaming with my mom and running around the house. And yeah, and it's great because just like Hutch said, you know, you walk around and for you to impact people's lives enough to where they remember your face, you know, and actually come up to you and they're actual fans, you know, and they know. I mean, I have fans who come up to me, tell me things about Zeke and Luther that I've long forgotten, you know, they're just like epic fans, and it's so great to just have and build relationships. That's why I love Twitter, because you can directly talk to your fans, you know.
And that's something I actually wanted to ask you guys about is tweeting and that kind of stuff. One of the things I cover at work is sort of social media and that angle. And Twitter puts you, it takes you to a level that didn't exist even 3 years ago, where you can directly contact with your fans and not only promote yourself and what you're doing, but you know, reciprocate with your fans, and that's got to be pretty cool for you guys.
Oh, agreed, man. It's so great, you know. Just like I love tweeting, just seeing the responses. You know, I remember when Lemonade Mouth came out, it was like, oh, I hit my mentions, and there's just so many mentions, and it's like, you so viral. You can just say one thing, and all your fans just know everything, and that's Adam Hicks 702, by the way. Let me shout that out, please.
How about for yourself?
You know, for me, I'm what I love about Twitter, and you know, at what Adam was saying, is that with Twitter, you get to actually hear what your fans are thinking. You know, it's not so much ratings or numbers. You really get to have, you know, one single person tell you what they think of the show or what they think of you. And not all of them are nice. I can't tell you that all of them are nice. It's just not the way it goes. But there's a lot of positive tweets that I've seen. It's really uplifting, especially, you know, being an actor that comes with all sorts of having egos but having insecurities. So it's always great to kind of see your fans talk and say nice things. So, you know, it's great. But I will tell you one thing. I remember, you know, me and Adam before Lemonade Mouth, you know, we'd walk around. And, you know, if someone came up, usually they came up and they wanted to talk to both of us. I can tell you now that on multiple occasions, there have been some times where I have been there, right? And I swear they've been like, can you take a picture? Excuse me, sir. And it is, I can't help but laugh. But it's great. It's great for him, you know. And I've seen the movie, and it's really good. So
it's kind of like they don't even know who you are anymore. They just kind of shove you out of the way.
They go, well, they pretty much, they do that.
Let me tell you something. My boy's been on Law & Order. All right, he had a spot on Law & Order, one of the highest rating spots of the whole entire season of Law & Order. And then he went on White Collar. Except he shouted me out, so I got to shout him out. And, I mean, no, everyone's just doing, you know, doing amazing things. It's great to be so close with actors, you know, and just see both of us expand in different ways. Like I said, everyone's got their own goals, and it's just great to see people who are achieving them.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Well, guys, I don't want to take your too much time. You got a huge, massive public out there waiting to see you guys. So thanks very much for taking time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
It.